This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wassalim tasliman kathira. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is Imam Zaid Shakir coming to you on behalf of Zaytuna College, our beloved Muslim college, your Muslim college. Alhamdulillah, we wish all of you a very hearty Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, we've made it through Ramadan. We've taken advantage of the great, great opportunity our Lord extends to us. And one way we can look at Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters, is an affirmation of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad, if indeed you love Allah, follow me. Allah will then love you and forgive your sins. And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillah, why do we say it's an affirmation of our love? And it's also an affirmation of our commitment to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say that because we responded to the prophetic call. We took the prophetically issued instructions. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's his sunnah that tells us to get up earlier than we normally would for the suhoor, the pre-dawn meal before Ramadan. And this is the sunnah. It's a confirmed sunnah. In other words, it shouldn't be skipped. We shouldn't think, oh, I can go without eating. I'm a tough guy. I can bear the rigors of the fast. No, we're not. Ramadan isn't to affirm our toughness or our strength. Ramadan is to affirm our willingness to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a manifestation of our love for our Lord Azza wa Jal, be he mighty and majestic. Alhamdulillah, so we follow those prophetic instructions. It is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who delineates for us those things that are forbidden to be eaten during the daytime of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala orders us to fast, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam provides the details. It is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who tells us, after confirming that the sun has indeed set, after confirming it, hasten to break the fast. And so we're following prophetic instruction. Again, we're not trying to prove our toughness. Well, I'll eat after Taraweeh. I'm strong. I have energy. No, we're affirming our commitment to following the prophetic guidance Allah extends to us through our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and confirming our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who has encouraged us very strongly to engage in the Taraweeh prayers. And so we're following the prophetic example. We're losing sleep in the process. We're losing energy to a certain extent in the process. But that's the price we pay to follow our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reward for that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say to them, O Muhammad, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will then love you. So there's no time during the year, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as scrupulously as we do in Ramadan. Even spending, a lot of people, they pay their zakat in Ramadan. They give extra sadaqah and they give to various causes during Ramadan. Why? Because they're following the prophetic example. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Almighty Allah upon him, was the most generous of all people. And the time he was especially generous is in Ramadan, when the angel Gabriel would visit him and review the Quran with him. So in all of that, brothers and sisters, we are following the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Almighty Allah upon him. And that is an affirmation of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For alhamdulillah. And when that invitation is extended to you by your beloved, an opportunity to get closer, an opportunity to affirm your love, what is one's state? One's state is one of sincere and deep gratitude. And so the verses of the fast, they end with the command to fast. Kutiya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Fasting has been ordained for you believers, as it was ordained for those who preceded you, in order that you will gain in piety. And what does it end? It ends with. It ends with the Eid, وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and that you extol the greatness of Allah for what He has guided you to. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, in order that you give thanks. So it starts with the command. It starts with the opportunity to get nearer and closer to our Lord. It starts with the opportunity to affirm our love for our Lord. It starts with the opportunity to demonstrate our commitment to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of following his way. And it ends with gratitude. La'alla wa la'allakum tashkurun, in order that you give thanks. As we said, why? Because our beloved has given us an opportunity to affirm our love. La ilaha illallah. Should we not then be thankful? Wa la'allakum tashkurun. Should we not then be grateful, my brothers and sisters? Should we not then be appreciative for this wonderful opportunity? And thus we celebrate. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So brothers and sisters, enjoy yourselves, enjoy time with your family, eat, drink, and remember Allah abundantly. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless your family, your families, your friends, your loved ones. May Allah keep everyone safe and in good health during this ongoing COVID-19 situation. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us to come together to continue to make Zaytuna College a great institution. May Allah bless you, bless your families. Eid Mubarak. Kulla amin wa antum bi khair. May each successive year find you in good. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.